On the phone, we have Eric Wallimer. He's organizing a community meeting to be held in Postenkill, talking about a newly discovered PFOA incident in the drinking water in Rensselaer County. Welcome aboard, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Can you tell us a bit about what the issue is at stake here?
The middle school, Algonquin Middle School, did a test in January of this year, a well test, and it came back higher than the state limits for PFOAs at 10 parts per trillion. And with that, they sent a letter out to parents, and that's how I initially found out about it. I have a student that goes to there. And, you know, they contacted the town, and we began working with them. And then the State Department of Environmental Conservation, the State Department of Health, Rensselaer County Department of Health, got involved with the town, and they did a second round of testing. And they did 10 private wells. We're all on well water out near the middle school. And three of the 10 came back with PFOA. Two of the three came back over the state limit, just like the school had. And so now, having, you know, being one of the town council members, and now we're at the point where we've got multiple wells that are contaminated. You know, we have a lot of folks in the area, in the neighborhood, who are concerned and have lots of questions. So, you know, I began speaking with the folks and put together a public hearing, or a public meeting, I should say, for this coming Monday night.
How aware would you say people in the area are of this contamination?
I would say they're very aware and have a lot of questions. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I can't answer all those questions. You know, I'm certainly not a scientist, and I don't understand well water and flow and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, there are questions that we have. Folks want to know, number one, can they get their well tested? Number two, is the water safe? You know, number three, what kind of filtration system they have, and lots of questions like that. And, you know, it's really something that the state, we're looked to the state and to help us with, because as a town, when you dig wells and you have septics like we do out here in the rural part of the county, you know, those are county-wide issues that you go through the county, the Department of Health, and we're involved at the state level. So, you know, we're looking for answers and help from our state and county officials at this time.
So we've certainly heard a lot about PFOAs over the last few years. What is PFOA?
You know, and again, I'm not an expert. I've learned about this. I've certainly paid attention to it because, as you mentioned, PFOA is not anything new in Rensselaer County. We had the issue up in Hoosick Falls. That was in the public water. The PFOAs were in the public water. And it's important to note that the New York State DEC and Department of Health knew about that and sat on that information for over 18 months and did not tell the public that they were drinking contaminated water. And then we've also had similar up in Petersburg in Rensselaer County, where there's PFOAs. And in both of those instances, there are direct connection to industrial sites and why there's those contaminations that have to deal with the manufacturing, certain metals, certain solvents that can leak into the ground and then can contaminate. Here in Postenkill, we don't have any, you know, direct, hey, you know, in this area, we don't have any direct industrial business that you would, you know, generically point to. So there is going to have to be some searching and some determination. And, you know, part of the reason why I think there's concern out here is because the state does not have a very good track record when it comes to PFOAs, and certainly in Rensselaer County. And when I make phone calls and I reach out to folks, I'm often told, well, it's not that big of a deal. It's just over the limits. We'll probably never find out what the source is. And those aren't the kind of responses I would expect to hear as a taxpayer. And they're certainly not the kind of responses I expect to hear as an elected official who represents these folks. So, you know, there needs to be a clear, combined, concerted effort to find, number one, find what the source is, remediate the source, and find what the plume looks like and who is affected by that contamination, and then provide the assistance to those folks, which the state, for those two private wells that came in higher, the state DEC did provide them with a filtration system and bottled water, which we appreciate. But the question now is, you know, there's lots of houses around this area, and folks want to know if what they're the water they're drinking is safe. And one of the reasons why I and others in this town decided to have this meeting was that we wanted to put people in connection with those state officials so that they can answer those questions. And I'm hopeful that all those folks will be at this meeting on Monday night.
We're on the phone with Eric Wallaber, who is organizing a community meeting to be held in Postenkill out in Rensselaer County to discuss PFOA found again in drinking water, this time at a local school and nearby homes. Now, you mentioned that in Hoosick Falls, the water that was contaminated was the public water system. Is that the case here as well? I don't know how widespread public water is anyway out in these suburban and rural communities. It seems like most people are on wells.
Yeah, the water, everybody out by the middle school, including myself, I happen to live by the middle school, so we're all well here. We do have a water district in the town of Postenkill, but it's about a quarter to a half mile away right now, so everyone out here is on well water.
I see. And so you mentioned the meeting on Monday, which I see is, let's see, the 27th. At 7 p.m., it'll be at the Postenkill VFW Hall, which is 25 Veterans Street in Postenkill. The speakers invited, I guess, are Postenkill Water Manager Robert Brunette, I don't know how to pronounce that. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation has been invited. Any confirmation from them?
They have confirmed, after initially saying they weren't going to come, they have recently confirmed and saying they will be coming.
And the New York State Department of Health?
They had said that they will not come, and I'm trying to see if they'll change their mind.
Rensselaer County Health Department.
I'm waiting to hear from those folks.
And the notorious Judith Enck, the former EPA regional administrator and resident of Postenkill, who was a driving force behind getting the situation in Hoosick Falls exposed and somewhat put under control.
I just feel we're very lucky to have Judith, who knows this stuff front and back, and can really answer a lot of questions. And we're very lucky to have her, and as well as Michelle, as you were just going to mention.
Michelle Baker. And Michelle is with the New York Water Project and a resident of Hoosick Falls. What's the New York Water Project?
That's, to my understanding, that's something that came out of the Hoosick Falls contamination. And Michelle has a lot of understanding of kind of the inner workings. In a case like this, you are dealing with multiple layers of government, and so that's kind of a challenge. And then you're also dealing with residents. And so my understanding is that Michelle has a lot of experience in that, as well as a greater understanding of PFOAs and the impacts that can have.
Well, we talked a little bit about the PFOAs in Hoosick Falls and Petersburg. Are the contamination levels comparable to what they were in that region?
Certainly the contamination levels were higher in Hoosick Falls and in Petersburg. So that's factually the case. I know that New York State had lowered their standards to 10 parts per trillion, and we're just over that limit. When you're talking about Hoosick Falls, I believe we were talking about 1,800 parts per trillion. So we're talking, in the tens to 20s on the tests that have been done so far. But I think the concern that is here is that, it took 8 months for that second round of testing. Once we knew the middle school was positive or higher than limits, it took 8 months to do 10 tests. And now state officials are talking about 10 more tests. And it seems to me, and again, I preface all this by saying that, certainly not a scientist. And look, we're not trying to panic anybody, and we're not panicking anybody, and we're making sure people have that information. But it would seem to me that if you do a test and one comes back positive, and you do a test and three come back positive and two are over the limit, that you would probably want to do more testing. And what we're being told now is they're going to do 10 more tests. I'd like to see 30, 40, 50 tests in an area that expands on that second round of testing. From what we're being told is they're going to look in one direction, which I hope that's because that's where they think the plume is. But we have to find, like I said before, we have to find the source, and we have to find the outer reaches of that plume. And then we can begin to start working on remediation and start working on helping the folks that are impacted. Again, the meeting is this Monday at 7 o'clock at the VFW in Postenkill on Veterans Road.
Well, I hope to see you on Monday. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Great. Really appreciate it.